With your latest news, I'm Elizabeth Charles. The Fire Service and Coast Guard have renewed a Maritime Emergency Response Memorandum of Understanding, building on a framework first established in 2024. The agreement supports faster, more coordinated responses to emergencies affecting coastal communities, mariners, vessels, and marine assets, and reinforces joint planning between agencies whose responsibilities intersect on the water. Chief Fire Officer Dwight Randy Rankin says safety on the water requires a unified front and calls the MOU a, quote, commitment to the people of the Cayman Islands, end quote, to support coordinated life-saving operations. Under the renewed agreement, both agencies will advance joint readiness through clear response protocols, regular training, improved information sharing, and a unified command framework to reduce duplication during critical incidents. In other news, the airport's authority is looking to pave the way to add some much-needed extra parking spaces at the Grand Cayman Airport. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller has this and more from today's Central Planning Authority meeting agenda.
There is a contested application for a mixed-use development consisting of four commercial buildings with two restaurants slash bars and a pool on West Bay Road. In its analysis, the planning department has flagged that there is, quote, currently a historical building on the property, and the applicant has not noted if it will be demolished or relocated. The CPA will then consider an application for an eight-story mixed-use building, pool and gym on Mary Street. No objections there. The Cayman Islands Airports Authority is asking the board to approve its application to clear 189 square feet of land to create 533 parking spaces at Owen Roberts International Airport. The subject property is located on the east side of the existing airport parking. The Department of Environment has flagged that the site is environmentally sensitive because it contains tidally flooded mangrove forest and woodland. There's an uncontested pitch for two pickleball courts and a cabana on Bonapanu Road in West Bay. While in a separate application, Pickleball Cayman is pitching to modify planning permission of its approved roofed pickleball and paddle courts. Life Studio Enterprises is also hoping the CPA will approve its change of use from retail to a commercial gym. I'm Carsley Fuller.
You can find today's full agenda at planning.ky. Finally, police say they are investigating an online vehicle spoofing scam involving people posing as used car dealers. In a statement this week, officers report that suspects are running advertisements on Facebook claiming to represent companies selling used vehicles from Japan. Interested buyers are told to contact the seller via WhatsApp, where false names such as Anthony Daniels or Ahmed are used, along with mobile numbers that appear to originate in Pakistan. Police say a number of individuals have already lost money. Members of the public are being urged to exercise caution when purchasing vehicles online, verify the legitimacy of any seller before making payment, and conduct business only with established dealers that have verifiable business details, including a physical address, official website, and telephone number. That's it for your local news. I'm Elizabeth Charles.